usually assisted by interested students. Some of these researches involve the testing of fuels, engineering materials, and manufactured products. Due to lack of funds, the demand for such investigation could not always be met. The attention of the college was then directed towards establishing a research organization that would expand the activities of the College of Engineering. Professor L.P. Breckinridge, then head of the Department of Mechanical Engineering, took an active interest in creating such an organization, and much credit is due him for the establishment of the Engineering Experiment Station. In May 1903, the Illinois General Assembly passed a bill appropriating $150,000 for, to quote, the expansion and maintenance of engineering equipment, end of quote. Somewhat over half of this appropriation was to be spent for new equipment to be used for advanced work in engineering research carried on by the various departments of the college. Thus, the Engineering Experiment Station of the College of Engineering was born. And it might be added that it was the first of its kind to be established in connection with any educational institution in this country. From the beginning, the Department of Mechanical Engineering assumed active participation in investigations carried on under the authority of the Engineering Experiment Station. Some outstanding contributions made by members of the mechanical engineering staff covered a rather wide field of subjects related to mechanical engineering. The following partial list of investigations gives some idea of the field covered. Steam prime movers, boiler tests, heat transmission through boiler tubes, gas and automotive power, properties of steam, thermodynamic analysis of internal combustion engine cycles, heat transmission of building materials, warm air furnaces and heating systems, direct steam and hot water heating systems, summer cooling of residences, properties of saturated and superheated ammonia vapor, ammonia condensers, flow of brine in pipes, molding sands, core sands, investigation of twist drills, efficiency and durability of spur gears, photoelastic study of stresses in gear tooth fillets, testified speed tooth seals on cast iron, study of radiant baseboard heating, and the Illinois furnace. Many others could be mentioned, but the time is short. It is quite fitting, upon an occasion of this type, to name some of the staff members who contributed to the researches thus referred to. Professor L.P. Breckinridge, Professor G.A. Gooden, Professor D.R. Richard, Professor A.C. Willard, Professor A.P. Kraft, Professor C.W. Hand, Professor J.R. Phillips, Professor W.S. Harris, Professor H.J. McIntyre, Professor B.W. Benedict, Professor C.H. Casbury, Professor M.K. Fonstock, Professor A.E. Hershey, Professor S. Conzo, Professor J.C. Miles, Professor E.L. Boeing, and others could be included in this list. Thank you.